In 1999, the Texas legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. Hi, I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, for the Music Crossroads of Texas. For this week's show, we look at some of the members of the West Texas Walk of Fame. The Walk of Fame is located on the corner of 19th Street and Crickets Avenue in the Buddy Holly and Maria Elena Plaza across from the Buddy Holly Center in Lubbock, Texas. The Walk of Fame began as a tribute to Buddy Holly. In the late 1970s, Larry Corbin, Jerry Coleman, and Waylon Jennings initiated the idea. Now the Walk of Fame honors famous artists and musicians who have a strong connection to Lubbock and the West Texas area, have devoted a significant part of their lives to the development and production of the performing or visual arts, and are recognized nationally. This year's West Texas Walk of Fame inductees are musicians J.T. Braxton, his son Tom Braxton, and Johnny Ray Watson. James J.T. Braxton is a musician and music educator born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1919. His passion for music developed early, and he began playing the saxophone and violin at a young age. In his teens, he enjoyed the big bands of Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Chick Webb, Ella Fitzgerald, and his favorite saxophonist was Lester Young. Braxton attended the historic Tuskegee Institute, where he joined the school's big band, the Tuskegee Melody Barons. After 2 years, he left the school for the East Coast. He performed with various jazz bands in Philadelphia, New York, and Atlantic City. During World War II, he played in the U.S. military band. After his service, he finished his degree at Wiley College in Marshall, Texas, where he toured with the Wiley Collegians, which included his brother and future brother-in-law. He went on to attend the University of Nebraska, Tyler College, and the University of Denver, where he earned his master's degree in music. In 1960, he moved his family to Lubbock, Texas. In Lubbock, he and his brother-in-law, Rory Roberts, built great band and orchestra programs that became widely recognized throughout the state. As an orchestra teacher, Braxton taught at Struggs, Dunbar, Alderson, Bozeman, Atkins, and many other schools. He continued to perform professionally in his own band and with other combos. Braxton's influence as a music educator has been far-reaching. Many of his former students are also music educators, directors, and professional musicians. He retired in 1985, but continues to serve as a mentor and remains active in music. That was J.T. Braxton with Perdido and Satin Doll. Composer, producer, and musician Thomas Braxton has thrilled audiences globally for over two decades. He has a distinct melodic sound and is known as one of smooth jazz's most prolific saxophonists. Tom grew up in Lubbock, Texas, and his dad, J.T., introduced him to the jazz legends Lester Young, Miles, Coltrane, Parker, Getz, and many more. He began playing alto sax in the sixth grade after learning piano. He graduated from Texas Tech University in 1983 and moved to Austin to pursue a career in music. He has recorded 9 albums, including The Next Chapter, Endless Highway, and Imagine This on the Pacific Coast Jazz label, and Bounce on the Rendezvous label. His latest release, The Other Side, is a collaborative project with Pacific Coast Jazz label mate Robert Sine. Braxton's music can be heard on the radio and television worldwide, and his albums have hit on numerous jazz charts. He has toured with Earl Klugh and shared the stage with many other great artists, including Aretha Franklin and Luther Vandross. We'll be right back. You were listening to Tom Braxton's Me and JT for his dad. Up next, we have the song Next Chapter, followed by his instrumental rendition of the Steely Dan hit Peg.
Thank you.
Tom Braxton with the songs The Next Chapter and Peg. Gospel singer Johnny Ray Watson was born July 3, 1950 in Lorenzo, Texas. His singing career began at the age of 8 years old, singing in the children's choir at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in his hometown. At the age of 10, he formed his first singing group, The Thrillers, with his two cousins. In 1959, they won second place in a Lubbock talent show singing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. After a few piano lessons, he taught himself how to play by ear. If he could hear the melody, he could usually play the song. Johnny Ray never had any formal voice training, but the little that he did have, he credited to Mr. Harlan Riddell. Watson attended college at McMurray in Abilene, Texas, and was a DJ at the club The Sound Barrier. He was a member of a band called Speed Limit 2020, and they performed at other colleges. After dropping out of school, Watson moved to Dayton, Ohio, where he continued to sing. In 1972, he moved back to Lorenzo and formed the family group Soul Savers. They traveled throughout West Texas, spreading their gospel in African-American churches throughout the region. In February of 1974, he wrote, arranged, and recorded his first single, This Man, at Caldwell Studios in Lubbock. He recorded two full-length albums at Caldwell's, The Straight and Narrow Path and Gonna Be a Glorious Day. He went on to record five more albums, It's Beginning to Rain, Johnny Ray Sings the Old Hymns a New Way, It Is Heaven, Music That Heals the Heart, and I Love This Story. During his career, Johnny Ray Watson was invited to sing and appear with the Billy Graham Crusade on several occasions in the mid-1990s. President of South Africa, F.W. de Klerk, invited Watson to perform at his home in 1989. Over the years, Johnny Ray shared the stage with countless artists, including Andre Crouch, Chuck Swindoll, Shirley Caesar, Larry Gatlin, and Marilyn McCoo, just to name a few. He appeared globally in Japan, South Africa, the Caribbean, Europe, Canada, and the Middle East. Sadly, Johnny Ray Watson passed away January 21, 2014. Johnny Ray was inducted posthumously into the West Texas Walk of Fame. His wife, Brenda, accepted on his behalf. That was Johnny Ray Watson with Ain't He Good to You. Up next, he sings the Freedom Song.
If you want to be free, want to introduce you to freedom. FREEDOM. Freedom involves Jesus. 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 The Prince of the Air.
On this week of Women of West Texas Music, we feature Angela Straley.
Can't stop these.
Angela Straley was born November 22, 1945 in Lubbock, Texas. Since her teens, she has been a historian, performer, and promoter of blues music all over the world. Growing up in Lubbock in the early 1960s, at the height of the American Folk Revival, she joined the local folk club and hung out with other hippie folksters like Joe Ely and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. She soon began learning to play bass guitar and harmonica. In 1966, she returned to Lubbock from Minnesota, where she had been attending college. She did not stay long and moved to San Antonio, where she volunteered as a social worker for the YWCA on San Antonio's west side. She often attended African-American church services there and was influenced by the gospel choir she heard. As a YWCA representative, she traveled to Chicago and attended concerts by the best bluesmen of the day, including Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, and Muddy Waters. A few years later, she met Lubbockite Louis Cowdrey, and they formed the band The Fabulous Rockets. They moved to California, but returned to Austin, where Straley began singing backing vocals for James Polk and the Brothers. In 1972, she was a founding member of Southern Feeling with W.C. Clark and Danny Freeman. In the spring of 1975, the blues club Antone's opened, and it was the perfect place for Straley. She worked there running sound, was a stage manager, and often sat in with performers. In 1979, she began singing more and went out on tour with the Cobras. Her recording career began in the mid-1980s with the release of her EP, Stranger Blues, in 1986. In 1987, she followed with her debut album, Soul Shake, on Antone's Records. As you may recall from our first show, Soul Shake is a song written by fellow West Texan Margaret Lewis, along with Myra Smith. Straley appeared on Dreams Come True with Luann Barton and Marsha Ball, and her other solo albums include Blonde and Blue, Deja Blue, and Blue Highway. Angela Straley is heralded as a great blues singer and historian. She helped build the blues scene in Austin and was inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame in 2005. Here she is with Stranger Blues.
They gon' dog up a stranger soul.
Today's live shot is from the Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble album Live at Carnegie Hall. The album was recorded October 4, 1984, one day after Stevie's 30th birthday. The band was backed by a 10-piece big band and numerous invited guest artists, including Stevie's brother Jimmy Vaughan, Dr. John, George Raines, the Roomful of Blues horn section, and today's featured woman of West Texas music, Angela Straley, heard here singing COD.
Gentlemen, let's have a big warm round of applause, please, for Miss Angela Straley.
Come to me, baby. Come to me, COD. COD. I can't stand these blues, they're too much for me. You know special delivery returns so many lines. Oh, special delivery returns so many lines. I don't want no credit, just let me love you till I die. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This week on From the Crossroads of Music Archive, we have a 45 RPM recording. In the fall of 1984, the Texas Tech Museum opened an exhibit titled Nothing Else to Do that celebrated 75 years of West Texas music. There was an opening concert, parade, and a catalog of photographs along with the exhibit. In addition, there was this 45 RPM recording produced at Don Caldwell Studios. Side A was an invitation and description of the exhibit and festivities. Side B was C.B. Stubblefield singing Summertime. Recorded in 1984 at Don Caldwell Studios with Jesse Taylor on lead guitar, here is Stubb singing Summertime.
Freedom. We had a lot of fun in those days, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
you know, I don't know how many cotton pickers it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is another reason I love this song. I don't know how many cotton pickers it is in the barbecue tonight. Oh, yeah. But the one thing that I do know, everybody in this house, everybody's got a mama. Yeah. Well, I love this song, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Whoa. Your daddy rich. And your old mama. Gee. She's so doggone. She's good looking. Yeah. I said, hush. Hush, little baby. Baby, don't you cry, yeah, oh yeah, one of these mornings, oh no, you gonna rise up. You
Virgil Johnson was born on December 29, 1935, in Cameron, Texas. He is best known for his singing career with the doo-wop group The Velvets, as a radio DJ, and as an educator in Lubbock. Johnson grew up in Lubbock and attended Dunbar High School and later returned to be the principal of his alma mater. Nevertheless, in 1959, while teaching 8th grade English at Blackshear Junior High School in Odessa, Texas, he recruited 4 students to form The Velvets. Roy Orbison heard the group while in Odessa and helped them begin their recording career with Monument Records. They became known as The Velvets, featuring Virgil Johnson, and are best remembered for their 1961 hit song, Tonight Could Be the Night, which peaked at number 26 on the Billboard pop charts and was penned by Virgil Johnson.
To fall in love with someone like you. Oh, my darling, hold me tight. And tonight
just could be the night.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Tonight could be the night. That ring around your finger. Oh, my darling, hold me tight.
They followed up their hit single with Lana. The group recorded 9 more singles for Monument Records, but did not have any more hits. Johnson returned to teaching, and in 1968, he, Ira Lucas, and Harold Chapman opened Sounds Unlimited Recording Studios. Sounds Unlimited was the first multi-track recording studio in Lubbock and an all-minority-owned studio. After retiring from teaching, he was a DJ on KSEL and KDAV. Johnson was featured on Bob Phillips' Texas Country Reporter, along with Bud Andrews. He was listed among the 100 most influential people from Lubbock as part of the city's centennial celebration, and in 1994 was the first African-American inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame, making him a true West Texas standard. Once again, the Velvets featuring Virgil Johnson with their song, Lana.
Oh, beautiful Lana, I told her my mama and my dad what I had. You are the sweetest and the neatest little girl in the world. Oh, beautiful Lana, don't you know that I wanna hug and kiss you and let you know that I miss you while we're apart. Oh, my heart, all it can say is L-A-N-A-L-A-N-A-L-A-N-A-L-A-N-A.
I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, for the Music Crossroads of Texas. Thank you for sharing this past hour with me as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. I hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas.